Hey y'all, you're welcome to another episode of Grow with Matilda. Those of you that know me personally know that I cringe at the sound of the F word. Today, I'll be talking about a particular F word that makes me cringe so bad. I don't like it. I should have released this episode sooner, but I've been struggling with the voices in my head. And yes, there's something I call the voice in my head. I was asked to talk about this particular F word, but I decided to delay. I decided to hold on. I decided to chill and understand it. And since it's something I didn't like, I mean, it's expected. And we all know that delayed obedience is the same thing as disobedience. I called a meeting of myself and the voice in my head, and then I asked, how do I talk about something I'm yet to master? How do I talk about something I am still dealing with? I replied myself, and then I said, you see why I should not do this? But I was rudely interrupted by the voice in my head, who said, do you want to trust, or you'd rather do it on your own? So after weeks and days and everything of back and forth, I decided to read and watch messages on this particular topic. And then after I had written like 7 pages of what I wanted to talk about, my system decided to act up. And I lost the draft not once, but twice. Actually, 3 times. That was when I decided that this particular topic is not just for me. There is someone out there that needs it, and I will be doing you a disservice if I do not talk about this. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, I present to you the F word that makes me cringe. Forgiveness! I feel like some of you just looked at me somehow, or looked at your phone somehow. I did too. I looked at my whatever this is somehow. Before we dive into what forgiveness is, it is imperative that we understand what forgiveness is not. I used to think that forgiveness happened when the other person owned up to what they have done or what they did, you know, and then they apologize, and then you tell them it's all right grudgingly after a third party, a fourth, actually maybe a fifth party, tells you to hug the offender. I used to think that forgiveness happened when I am done hurting. I used to think keeping quiet, smiling, and doing the opposite of what is expected when you're hurt are ways to forgive. Until I had an occurrence with a particular someone, and all I felt towards that person was rage and near hate. I am not saying this from an abstract place. I too I've been hurt. I have been abandoned. I have been manipulated. I too have been taken advantage of. I too have been unloved. I have been rejected. So I can imagine, I probably do not understand. I might not be able to understand. No one might understand, which is actually what we tell ourselves. But then, I imagine the pain. I can imagine the pain you feel. I can imagine how much you're hurting. This podcast is not to trivialize your experience. I am not here to tell you, oh, come on, just let go, forgive and forget. I am here to validate your feelings. It is very okay for you to feel the way you feel. You might not feel like it right now. You might not think you're ready for it. It is understandable that you want revenge. It is understandable that you want them to suffer as much as you have. It is understandable that you want to shoot them in the stomach and watch them die a slow, painful death. And probably step, you know, on the wound and have them confess to all they have done and apologize 100 times over. But I am sorry. I am sorry because I know you might never in this lifetime hear them say it. I am sorry because I know that they might never, never ever acknowledge the pain they caused you. I am sorry because I know they might even blame you for it. Yes, they will. They could. They will. And I'm sorry you feel the way you feel. I am sorry you are hurt. You have every right. You have every right to never want to see them again. You have every right to pass aggression. It is understandable that you find it difficult to be vulnerable. Breathe. Please, breathe. Very recently, a set of persons hurt me just as they always have. And this time around, I decided that that wasn't for me. I spoke to my friend slash big bro about it and he gave me an assignment instead. I mean, who does that? He asked me to write 10 things I appreciate about the persons. I could not because, guy, it was too painful and I still haven't done the assignment. Sorry, Shelsey. He sent me a podcast to listen to. I rebelled and told him I didn't like him anymore. The next day, I woke up to something on my phone. Be ye doers of the word. Okay. I paused and intentionally refused to listen. Then I opened YouTube as is customary of me. Guess what I see? How to forgive. Everywhere I looked, that was all I saw. Now God was really doing too much and it was being unfair. I even put it on my WhatsApp status. I do not like God at this point in time and that is fine. I grew angry and started crying. Not because I did anything wrong, but because I was angry at God. I was not done feeling hurt. I wanted to vent and make them know how they made me suffer. Why is he asking me to forgive people that do not even recognize they are hurting me? Forgiveness is an unfair gift that you're asking me to give these persons that hurt me, and I absolutely do not want to do that. I was not ready to give the gift of forgiveness. Forgiveness is hard. Forgiveness is bloody. Forgiveness is painful. The persons in question did not even acknowledge their wrongdoing. They had no idea I was hurting. They were living their sweet life. That is what unforgiveness does. It robs you of your own joy. It eats you up from the inside. You know, some people said, or someone said that unforgiveness is like taking in poison and hoping that the other person is going to die. That was exactly how I felt. I wanted them to know how I was hurting while I was still hurting the more. I kept hitting the couch and screaming into the pillow. This time around, I wasn't crying. I was wailing. I told God I love him, but that I did not like him at that point in time because he was asking for what I was not ready to give. Along the line, I obeyed. I decided to trust God because he said, do you want to handle it on your own or will you trust me? I reached to my phone, sent messages, apologized, and I made people in question know how I really felt. That was it. I kid you not when I say I felt a form of peace. I was so at peace that I made up my mind that nothing they respond with will change my decision to let things go. I sent a voice note to my brother with me crying ugly tears and struggling to talk. That is an absolute rarity. I like to project myself as a strong person and a savior of the world. Well, you should not do that. It's very stressful. That was the beginning of the process of forgiveness for me. There is no human, I'm going to tell you this for free, there is no human on earth that has or can escape getting hurt. We all will get hurt. We all will get offended. We will offend people. People will offend us. I just do not like it when the church and religious people say it casually to just forgive and forget, as though the practicability is that easy, or that with the blood of Jesus you can get over anything. They say it as if you're supposed to pray your way into forgiving someone, or you're supposed to like scalabosh the rage you feel towards the man that raped you, or just anoint your head 7 times so you can forgive the mother that didn't nurture you and left you to do life on your own. Pain is painful, and it is statistically proven that most of the people that hurt us are the people that are closest to us. Our parents, our boyfriend, our girlfriend, best friend, friends. To forgive, it means you have been hurt by someone that you really care about, and trust has been broken. Bible says that while we were yet sinners, he gave his life for us. I am a picture person and I like being descriptive too. I am tempted to say that the concept forgive came from that particular sentence. While we were yet sinners, he gave his life for us. We spat at him. We told our friends he does not exist. We played him. I shut him out for 5 years. I wallowed in sin and stopped listening to the voice in my head. I stopped feeling sorry. I shut shame out. I was no longer ashamed. However, I never stopped reaching out. Crazy, yeah? Guy, take a cue and leave this girl alone. That is what I would have told God. That is what I would have said if I were sitting at the right hand of the Father. But the one who sits at the right hand of the Father intercedes on our behalf daily. He apologizes to the Father on our behalf, even though it is clear that we are not ready to turn. What love? What love can be greater than this? What gift is greater than this? When he was on the cross, do you know what he said? He said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Don't let me say they were. They are doing, because yes, they were still doing it. Like I said earlier, the people that offend you might not know what they did. They might not know what they are doing. But how? How? They don't know what they were doing when they abused me. They don't know what they were doing when they took my husband from me. They don't know what they were doing when they got me pregnant. They don't know what they were doing when they refused to love me. They don't know what they were doing. They don't know what they are doing. Think about anything that anyone has done to you. And yes, please ask yourself, they really did not know what they were doing. Forgiveness is the only medicine for pain, which does not have any side effect. Try the other things. Revenge. Try it. Hold it in. Try it. Sweep it under the rug. Try to get under somebody to get over another person. They all have side effects. Holding offenses in is like keeping food in refrigerator and not letting it out, especially when there is no light. It starts to rot. It starts to fester. It starts to smell. The smell takes over the entire refrigerator and contaminates the other items in it. It seeps into the sitting room, the compound, and the whole house, if not addressed on time. What you thought you had control over eventually takes you over. Do you get the picture? You start spreading hate. It takes over your mind and emotions. It affects your perspective and how you relate with other people. You no longer can trust people. I see this happening. It is perfectly all right. Perfectly all right to have boundaries, but be careful. Be very, very careful. People do not have to suffer for your past hurt. No, no one has to go through that. No one has to feel rejected because you were hurt. They are innocent. Don't make them suffer for the issue you have refused to address. For the situations you have refused to address, for the hurts you have refused to let go, don't let people suffer for it. That should go without saying. And then the smell takes over the entire refrigerator, and what you thought you had control over contaminates the whole house. Do you know what forgiveness is? Forgiveness is extending mercy. Forgiveness is extending mercy to someone you have the power to destroy. Now, why should I forgive? Why do you need to forgive? You should forgive because you eventually and ultimately become what you do not forgive. And I'm going to say that again. You become what you do not forgive. Have you ever wondered why those that have been hurt in previous relationships are the ones that usually end up with multiple partners, all in the name of trying to avoid hurt? This is because they have refused to deal with their past hurt. I'm reminded of the servant in Matthew 18. I cannot exactly remember what what chapter it is. I think it is 18. So we are going to call him Servant One. When Servant One was unable to pay his debt, and then his master had to forgive his debt. Now, when it was time for Servant One to forgive Servant Two his debt, he tormented him. He refused to forgive him. Now, when the original master heard of this, he ordered that Servant One be tormented. Now, that is some scary shizzing. Jesus would have become a sinner. Listen to this very clearly. Jesus would have become a sinner if he had not completed the mission of forgiveness. The Bible said, "He who had no sin became sin for us." Now imagine what would have happened if he allowed frustration wear him out and he decided that we were too unworthy to be forgiven, that you know these people are too unworthy and I'm not going to do this. Do you know what would have become of him? He had already taken on sin. Refusing to forgive us meant that Jesus Christ was going to be the biggest sinner. That would have been the end of eternal life for him. That would have been the end of crown of glory and whatever promise God made to him. So I'm going to tell you this for free. Nobody, absolutely no one, I don't care what they have done to you, I don't care what you think they have done to you, absolutely no one is worth your eternal life. No one is worth your eternal life. That is the right attitude to have towards forgiveness, if you really do want to forgive. Next reason to forgive. Unforgiveness limits your future. God cannot use you as much as he wants to, because there are people that you will not share his goodness with, because, oh, I can't talk to this person. Oh, I don't talk to this person. Oh, we do not talk with this person. Oh, we do not roll with this person. Oh, we don't go to this place. We don't go to these people because, you know, they hurt us. We know how we behave. There are places we'll never go because you say it reminds you of your hurt. And then God cannot use you the way he wants to use you. Which leads me to my third reason. Unforgiveness limits our blessings. There are certain blessings you would never be able to attain. Because God, you know how God uses the foolish things of this world to confound the wise? The things that we never even imagine. There are people that have hurt us that could be the keys to our next level. That because, okay, you don't want to do anything with them, you don't want to have anything to do with them, you're limiting your blessing. We all recite Psalm 23 offhand without paying close attention to it. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Hey, do you know that you actually have to be seated at that table? You have to be seated where your enemies are. You have to have a right attitude towards your enemies. You are seated and not irritated. You are seated and not holding anything in. There is at least in my life right now, there's at least one person in my life that I really and absolutely cannot stand and stand. So people are making noise here and I cannot stop this thing because I feel like I have said some things that I might not be able to recall. So please bear with me. I really can't do this anymore. Like I can't do this again. Okay, thank you. I think they've stopped now. Whatever. There's at least one person in my life right now that I cannot stand, and you know, I can't stay in the same place or space as that person. But hey, your girl is progressing, not perfect. All right. To forgive, we have to destroy sin while sparing the sinner. You have to do away with the proclivity to react towards what happened while maintaining a positive perspective towards the offender. This is not to say that you should not set up boundaries, like I said before. By all means, please do. You need to ensure that, you know, you can see them and at least hold meaningful conversations without grudges. It means that you can see them and not walk the other way. Okay? I mean, that's what forgiveness really is. Romans 12:17 says, "Repay no evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men." So when we ask God to forgive our sins as we are forgiven those that sinned against us, Note that it was not reported in the past tense. It is present continuous. As we forgive. As we keep forgiving. As far it is what we do on a daily. As we forgive. It is not as we forgave or as we will forgive. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Guy. So I can imagine, you know, Peter's high-mindedness when he asked Jesus, how many times are we supposed to forgive those that sin against us? Those big-headed people, those donkeys, these sinners. How many times are we supposed to, forgive them? Seven times, yeah? Seven times should be fine. You know one thing I love about Jesus? It is his savagery. Jesus can do some savage response and you'd be like, guy, come on now. He said, not seven times, but seven times 70. Why did they even have to start with seven? The lesson here is that it is not about keeping count. It is about losing count. If you are petty like me, you do the math. Seven times 70 is 490. Notice that it was not specific as to whether the 490 times is per minute, per person, or per hour. Duh. Another reason we should forgive is because God forgave us first. I was supposed to bring that first, but I didn't want it to sound all religious and, you know, because God forgave you, you have to forgive. No, but the truth is, because God forgave us, we have to forgive. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. In the Lord's Prayer, we ask God to forgive our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Forgiveness is releasing people of the debt they owe you. The church, we all want the grace for ourselves and, you know, give just a little bit or nothing to others. We want God to forgive us, but we don't want to forgive other people. We want God to be merciful towards us, but we're not doing the same thing. There are people I should hate right now that I feel very sorry for, because all I see is their brokenness. People call me stupid a lot of times. People call me insensible. People say I don't have sense, because there are actually people that have hurt me that I decide, oh, it's fine. Not because I don't know what, or I don't remember what they have done to me. It's because I know that, guy, I've done worse things to God. All I see is their brokenness and what they probably have been through for them to act and react the way they did. This does not mean, or this is not to say, that I am not supposed to build or, you know, have boundaries. Forgiveness is not just about forgiving other people. Do you know who else we have to forgive? Ourselves. Yeah, I said it. Yourself, you. It is forgiving yourself of your past hurt. It is forgiving yourself for putting yourself in that situation. It is forgiving yourself for what you did, what you have done, what you are doing right now. It is forgiving yourself for allowing that thing, for doing that thing that you did. That thing. A lot of us can't look at ourselves in the mirror. A lot of us cannot stay with ourselves. Because sometimes we get irritated by ourselves and we feel like we're unworthy. That is why a lot of times we settle for less. We settle for lesser than we ought to settle for. We are not even supposed to settle in the first place. Come on. Forgiveness is recognizing that God is not counting the number of sexual partners that you have had against you. Forgiveness is accepting that God loves you with all your struggles. It is allowing yourself heal. It is letting yourself progress. It is accepting the process. You know, when we say self-love is not just about vacationing or vacationing or whatever. I used to watch porn. God, I was addicted. Oh yes. Now this has been very hot. I was addicted to porn. I watched it like multiple times every day, and I was so sure, I was certain I disgusted God. It took me to actually understand, it took me a long while, you know, to understand that for his sake and, you know, maybe for his sanity, actually this is because God cannot behold iniquity. He intentionally forgets our sins after we repent. If you don't believe me, yeah, I'll prove it to you. Now, where are those Bible verses? I am he, Isaiah 43:25. I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. That is Isaiah. Hebrews 8:12 says, for I will be merciful towards their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Luke 6:37, judge not and you will not be judged. Condemn not and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Psalms 32:5, I acknowledged my sin to you and I did not cover my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. You know, this one is actually the one that is like really, really crazy. When Micah, in Micah 7:18-19, he said, who is a God like you? Like, really, who are you? Pardoning iniquity and passing over transgressions for the remnant of his inheritance, he does not retain his anger forever. Because he delights in steadfast law, he will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. God. Whew. Now that is some deep shizzy. That is some deep, deep stuff. So darlings, it is not about what they deserve. It is about what God desires. God desires above everything else that we forgive. It will not be fair. No, it is not fair. It does not make sense, but it will be faith. Because the truth is, you have never deserved anything God has done for you, but he gives freely regardless. He loves regardless. Now is the time to pay it forward. The forgiveness you have received, the forgiveness you've gotten from him, we can't pay it back. What do you want to pay back? Where do you want to start counting it from? What, like, how many do you even want to pay back? Our only response is to pay it forward by extending the grace to other people. It may not be your fault, but it is now your responsibility to forgive. You might need to actually write down a list of those you need to forgive. Release them. It's got you. Cry on his shoulders. Talk to him about it. There are some people that you will not be able to have a conversation without, you know, back and forth. It is alright. God cannot bless who you pretend to be. So it is fine. You can just let him know exactly how you feel. I hate this person right now. God, this person hurt me. This person abused me. This person raped me. This person got me pregnant. This person molested me. This person abandoned me. I do not want to talk to them, but please, God, help me forgive them. Help me love them. Forgive them. If you think prayer is hard, try praying for your enemy. Pray, like, seriously for them. Ask God to heal them and to bring them to a point of conviction, to help them understand how much they hurt you. There are people you would forgive and you would never have to talk to. There are people you would forgive and, you know, you would not have to talk to them. It's okay. But then free yourself and free them. Remember, it is not your fault and it has now become your responsibility. And also, no one is worth your eternal life. This was really therapeutic for me. Learning how to trust again, you know, is hurtful. And learning how to forgive can heal. So now, I am going to need to go and write a list of people I need to forgive and release them. It includes me. I need to stop being so hard on myself. You need to stop being so hard on yourself. You need to release yourself. I need to add that forgiveness is not forgetting. Mm-mm. The fact that you forgot means you probably don't know how to remember things, which is fine. Which is even good, which is better. Forgiveness is remembering and not feeling the pain. This can be likened to a woman that gives birth to a child, goes through the whole process, CS, and she vows and cries, I will never have another child. I would never do this again. I would never do that. I'll never have sex. I'm never going to do this. But then the child comes. She sees how cute the baby is. Loves the child and wants to try it again. That is forgiveness. Forgetting the pain, loving the process, that is forgiveness. It doesn't mean, what mother forgets the birth process, or what mother forgets that, oh, there's actually one pain, but then no woman actually remembers how she feel. Like, no woman really remembers that pain like that. She remembers the birth process, all the details. So stop saying that, those people that remember the details are yet to let go. No, rather listen to their tone. Listen to your tone when you talk about it. Do you vent about it, or you're sharing it as a testimony? Address it with God until you can think about it and not feel the pain. Hi, it is possible to forgive while you're still hurting. We serve a God that asks us to cast our cares, our frustrations and offenses upon Him. Trust this time. Trust the process. Please share this podcast with everyone in your world. This means a whole lot to me. This podcast means everything to me. And you really do not know who needs to be healed. See you in the next one. I love you.